This is Roger Pipe from RogerReviews.com. What you're about to listen to is my interview with adult superstar and digital playground contract girl Jessie Jane. This is our fourth interview, and Jessie starts out with a little confession, a little something she owes me and does promise on tape to follow through, so that was good news. She also talks about the much-anticipated Pirates 2, which will be coming out later this year, and discusses a little bit about her marriage. Hope you enjoy it. Jessie's a great interview. And if you have any feedback, please let me know. Rog@RogReviews.com. Enjoy. Now, the first thing we have to do, because we didn't get this on tape last year.
Okay.
You owe me something. Three of something that you keep denying on the radio shows that you owe me blowjobs. So, is it true?
I owe you blowjobs.
Three.
I owe you three blowjobs.
All right. So, there we go. She has it on tape. And someday, she's going to come through.
Yes, I will.
We hope.
You'll be coming through.
Now that we've introduced that, this is Jessie Jane that I'm talking to. Digital Playground superstar contract girl.
What's up?
How you doing this year?
Oh my God, it's crazy this year.
Look at you.
It's been insane. You know, it's been a really good year. Like, I've been so busy and slammed, traveling the world. I went to Australia for the first time. Shooting crazy movies like Island Fever 4. And now this year, just getting ready for Pirates 2. And now I have two Playboy shows. Like, it's really been crazy.
You're huge.
I'm enjoying it. I don't even know what to do.
4 years now at the show?
This is my fourth year.
Four, okay.
My four-year anniversary in porn.
So 4 years ago, we sat down. You hadn't even done a movie yet.
No, really. Nothing. Not even a photo shoot.
Now look at you. You're this worldwide megastar.
Thanks.
So, you mentioned Pirates 2. We'll get to that. But first of all, Island Fever was one of the big releases you had this year.
Yes.
Island Fever 4.
Right. Island Fever 4 was fantastic because we brought more girls. We went to the Bahamas and back to Bora Bora. And it was just a lot more fun. Like, we had a great cast. We had Yana, Sophia, Tegan. We had all of our contract girls. And it was just, it was more fun to go with more people and have... We rented out a private island this time, so we had an island to ourselves, our own little tiki hut, and we got to do anything we wanted, and it was crazy. Tegan and I went snorkeling one day, it rained, and we couldn't shoot, and kayaking, and just being stupid. It was fun.
Now, how long were you there?
Everybody was there for about 2 weeks. I was there for like a week and like a day or two, because I had to do an award thing, and then I was shooting something. I don't even know what, but...
I don't even remember. Always busy. Now, also, you did quite a few movies this year.
Huh?
I hear there's a Jessie Jane's Juice coming out.
Is there?
That's what they said. No?
I don't know.
Because we've got Tegan's Juice. You guys all have your own series now, right? The All-American Girls and all that stuff.
Oh, the movie. I'm like,
oh,
juice.
Not a drink.
Mike, what are you talking about?
The Jessie Jane energy drink.
I'm like, that's the craziest thing I've ever heard. No, but I guess I have a juice coming out. We're doing different series. We have the Icon. I started the Sexual Freak, which does really well. Robbie D does Deeper, and Tegan did an Icon. So I'm going to do a juice now because we all do each other's movie of our own. So I have a new one coming out actually in 2 weeks that started. It's called Image, and that one's pretty insane. So Robbie D's making, and Celeste are making these great... fun, like, vignette movies, you know, with no dialogue and stuff. But this year we're going to have some dialogue movies coming out. Like, it's time. Everybody seems to really love them to where we're used to. It's like, I don't want you to talk. Just go. So, things are changing.
Well, you got to mix it up. You know, we want to see Island Fever, but we want to see you, you know.
Yeah. You know what? And I'm really excited. I'm shooting a movie at the end of this month with Biana, but I think it's just a vignette. It's going to be a Celeste movie. It's going to be pretty easy, but I know... that before we start shooting Pirates 2, which is a big thing this year, I have another talking movie, and I also don't know what that's about because they're hiding everything from us. They want to keep everything secret safe.
See.
Yeah.
It's this top secret porno movie.
Yeah. I mean, well, the thing about the Pirates 2 is like, we had expectations for it, but nobody knew how big it would have been and how all these records they would have broke, how it would get cut to a rated R version and be put in Blockbuster and Borders. And so now there's an expectation for it. So we released the Pirates 2 teaser here, and of course you can see nobody was in it because we're not going to give it away. But the special effects are times 10 because we developed a cult. It was kind of crazy. And it's going to be insane. The cast... we don't even know who's coming back. We don't know the new characters. We don't even know the plot. But I know I'm coming back.
You know.
Now, how do you top that? I mean, Pirates is the biggest adult movie probably ever, right?
I know.
Awards, sales, whatever. How do you even begin to top it?
You know what? All you have to do is step it up. You know what you know what was expected of you the first time, and now you know that even more is expected of you now. So you're going to study your script, get back into the character, which is fun. It's role-playing. And our team of our special effects teams, they're going to step it up. Like, CGI effects, they've already worked on it. It's insane. We're building our own boat. Like, it was been built so we can do more stunts and crazy things on it to create things that we weren't able to do on the U.S. bounty. So, I mean, there's going to be more stunts for everything. Like, it was just insane. Like, we were in all these mainstream technology magazines for a pirate adult movie. I mean, they already came here to interview us, too, and they're like, we're ready for Pirates 2. What kind of CGI effects? What is this, and this? And I'm like, I don't know yet.
Are you going to get to sword fight this time?
I am.
Are you?
Well, you know, the teaser we shot started shooting Pirates, Carmen and I did a sword fight. So the teaser we released showed us sword fighting, and she actually, I was turned away from her. She threw a sword at me, and I had to turn at the right time to catch it. And that was so cool, and they didn't leave that in the movie. They only wanted that in the trailer, and I'm thinking, oh, cool, so I get to do cooler stuff. And all I got to do was get pushed off a boat. Which was cool. I doubled for Carmen. That was still fun. Like, it was exhilarating, too. But I was like, oh, come on. That was the coolest thing ever. I didn't even get caught up. I was like, I caught it. So they're definitely going to let it. I mean, we have to step it up. Like, we're going to have trainers on sword fighting. Like, this is going to be a big deal.
Very cool. Now, the other movie that they're not telling you about, it's because Robbie's got me in it with you. So that's why they're not telling you.
That's your three blowjobs?
That's right. It's going to take you about 4.5 minutes to get through all three, and I'll be done.
So you'll be done? All
absolutely.
Right. I got a powerful DSL mouse.
Believe me, I know.
I'm known for my blowjobs.
I know, which is why, you know, I have to get it on tape that she owes. And next time you go on the radio and deny it, I'm going to be mad. I'm gonna hurt. I'm hurt.
I owe you three.
Three. All right, well, we'll work on that.
Okay.
You have a website. Let's talk about that.
JessieJane.com. What's really cool is Digital and I are going to be doing something different with it this year. I get to actually, you know, do some stuff with it. I get to be a part of it, and we're going to own it together, kind of. But what's really cool is if you notice, because I honestly was computer dumb, so it's actually I've been learning stuff. It's not that I haven't known. I've just been trying to learn. So every day I put my daily diary up. I put daily pics up. I mean, I keep everybody updated. And everybody seems to like my website a lot more now. Because before, it's like I was still getting used to it. So now they have daily pics. They have personal pics. They have pictures at events I'm at. And they're like, holy shit, this is rad. This year, there's going to be even more. I'm doing personal video clips that we're going to be releasing. And then I'm going to do, they're teaching me how to put up my own solo pics, like sets. And they're going to obviously do my boy-girl picture sets and girl-girl picture sets. But, you know, every week there's going to be something different, a video clip of this. So it's going to be even better this year. And, you know, I'm really excited. Digital and I are working on new projects together. And just be looking forward to a movie maybe I'm directing.
Ah, there we go. All right, we're doing good here. Got two new girls, Lacey Hart and Katsumi.
Yeah.
Have you worked with, I know you worked with Lacey.
Yes,
she said you worked together.
Yeah.
She said you guys were on a cement floor and you kind of tore it up a little bit.
We did. It was funny. I'm known to be rough. I like it rough. I like guys to, like, be rough with me. I'm into sex. Like, I'm just into it. I can't fake it. And I'm rough. And I like to be aggressive. And I like people to be aggressive back. So what was funny is a lot of times girls are afraid to work with me. And they're like, you know, they saw the Janine scene. They saw the Carmen Lovano scene. Like, I don't know, she's kind of scary, you know? And so they were like, okay, Lacey, don't be rough. As you see, you're in a cement room. There's nothing not cement about this room. Don't rough her up. And I'm like, okay. And Lacey and I have been together on my show Nightfall. So we're rough anyways, like, just playing around. And I'm like, whatever. And we start beating each other, ripping the wardrobe off, like, ripping up expensive wardrobe. We didn't care. We had guns. Throwing each other on the ground, and we're like, woo, and they're like, I just can't even tell you. And so, of course, they got everything they needed really fast, and they're like, we're done, and we're like, oh, no, we're not. No, we got everything, trust me, y'all didn't even let us tell you what to do. It's like, I never let you tell us to do, we're not done either, no. We're like, woo, we had so much fun. Love Lacey, I haven't had the chance to work with Katsumi, but I've met her several times. Sweet, sweet girl. Nice new boob job.
Yeah, well, check that out.
They look good.
Now, so then you've worked with all the girls over on that poster, right?
I have been with everybody but Shay.
Not Shea. Why not? Get something in Shea?
No, I want Shea.
You don't like Shea? Wait, Jesse Jane doesn't like Shea?
You liar. Shut up. No, they haven't put me with her, and we keep asking. We're like, why are you keeping us apart?
That's the secret.
But you know what? They kept Janine and I apart. Look at our seat.
Well, that's true.
So I think that's what they're doing. I think she's going to, you know, have something to do with Pirates where they want to seem like me and Janine, and it's going to come from Shea. That is what I'm assuming.
It's for that secret movie again with me and you and Shay.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Is it a three-way? Nice. A skiing blow jump.
See, that way, when you're done with me in 30 seconds, you guys can play while I rest.
Yeah. You know, so you can get hard again.
That's, well, yeah. You know, assuming I can still do that. You talked about Playboy. Let's talk a little more about that.
Playboy has been great. I host two shows, Night Calls and Naughty Amateur Home Videos. And Night Calls is the live show we shoot twice a month. And my co-host is my best friend for years, Kirsten Price. And we have fun together. So we bring on all these new girls. We get them naked. And it's like a live talk show. We help guys and girls with tips on sex. We get girls naked, play, have a good time. We have bands. We have a comedian on every show. It's a really good thing. I got the cover Playboy Special Edition, which was their most selling. They sold out of all their copies, and it was the fastest one. So I think that might mean I get another one this year.
Nice.
I'm crossing my fingers. And then Naughty Amateur Home Videos is fun because people send me their porno, and I watch, you know, people I've never seen before, which is great. Some of it's scary, but some of it's great. And I just go and interview people on the street about that topic that we talk about. And I get to have a good time. Playboy's great to me. I mean, they're great people. They treat me like a princess, like digital. Like, I honestly have not had any bad problems. I've been really lucky. Like, really lucky.
Yeah, you're 4 years in and you're still smiling.
I know. It's most people are already gone after a year, or they're not happy.
They're having their comeback by the time they're 4 years.
I know. They're like, okay, here I come back again.
Now, last year this time, you had a fairly new relationship.
Yes. I'm married.
Okay.
But everybody gets sad when I say that until they hear my answer why. But he's a porn star too, and I still fuck other people. He fucks other people. I still sleep with other people. Like, a lot of people, when they're in this business and they get married, they all of a sudden only work with their husband, or they don't fuck other people, and that's not good for your fans. Your fans want to see you get fucked, and I'm, of course, number one for my fans before anything else. And that's what, why a key to being successful in this business, you gotta want your job and you gotta be there for your fans. And I am, so I don't work with my husband. I've worked with him like twice. I only fuck other people, so.
Do you think you guys could do a really good scene though?
Yeah, we've done a scene together and it's fun. Honestly, like, I think it's weirder for him to do a scene with me. But, like, because, like, whatever. I mean, we fuck all the time, so it's like, oh.
Oh, yeah, he's you just know, bored of it, right?
No, it's not that. Like, because I'm crazy in bed. He can't keep up with me. I'm a horn dog. He'll ask anybody in any interview. He'll tell you, I can't keep up. That girl's a sex machine. But it's just, like, we're so used to, like, doing our own thing and, like, whatever. And it's funny if we're trying to be like that on film. So I just like fucking other guys. Anyways, and he likes fucking other girls. And then
is that why you
other.
Keep calling me all the time?
I do. I can fuck. Everybody thinks I can't fuck anybody else.
Screen,
I can fuck anybody
I call
want.
Screen and I just don't answer because, you know, it's your number and I'm tired of it. But it's to have sex, huh?
Dude, I'm bad. Like, I get angry and headaches when I don't have sex. Like, if I go for a date, even when I masturbate, I mean, it helps relieve stress, but I still have to have sex at least once a day because I don't know what's wrong. It's like a chemical imbalance.
Well, the next time you call, I promise I'll answer the phone. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I mean, you're causing me mental stress. You're putting me in a psych ward.
I apologize.
You should.
I thought you just wanted more t-shirts, you know? I mean, there should be a little signal when you call. Call from a special hotline number. The little red phone.
Jesse wants sex.
Okay.
Alright, twist my arm.
Alright, what else should we talk about?
Look out, I'm going to maybe do some mainstream stuff this year.
Okay.
I'm not quoting anything because nothing's set in stone or specific, so I'm just going to step up. I might start directing my own things distributed through digital. Like, we have such a good relationship, we're just going to expand on it. You know, we're a good team, you know what I mean? We both have ideas that would benefit each other, and they want to see me expand, and they've heard my ideas, and they're like, okay, I think you're ready. Like, you know, I just wanted time to practice and learn stuff, because I have a couple different ideas that I think haven't been done yet, which people would be shocked. And it's two lines, so I have a Gonzo line and then a vignette line that I want to do. So,
because cool.
I'm a Gonzo girl. I mean, I shoot features and vignettes, but I love Jack's Playground. I like to get fucked. I like to be dirty. So, of course, I'm going to have to release a Gonzo line. So, it's just there's a lot more that's going to happen this year, and I'm really looking forward to it, because I don't know. there's so much going on.
Okay, so we will look for more of Jessie Jane in year 5.
Yeah!
Congratulations on all the success you had.
Thank you.
I knew it would happen. And
thank you.
I think that's it. Is there anything else? Once again...
Let's turn off the tape and I'll give you a blowjob.
Okay. So